All right. Ready to decode. Attention is all you need.
Let's do it.
We're going deep on this one, not just skimming the surface.
Sounds good to me.
This AI research paper, it's everywhere, right? You see its impact all over AI these days.
Absolutely. Yeah, it really sent shockwaves through the field, didn't it?
But a lot of people might not realize this paper is where it all started.
Right, it's true. This paper was a big deal.
So before Attention is All You Need came along,
yeah.
How was AI processing language? It seems like it was a bit cumbersome, right?
Well, imagine if you had to, like, understand a sentence, but you could only look at one word at a time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then you had to, like, slowly piece it all together.
That sounds so inefficient.
Yeah.
And that's basically what those older sequence models, that's what they were doing, right?
Yeah.
So how did Attention is All You Need, how did this paper change the game?
Well, the big breakthrough was they introduced this idea of attention as a core mechanism, like a core way for language processing to happen.
Okay, so instead of going step by step, word by word,
right,
attention lets the model look at the whole sentence at once.
Exactly. It can assess the whole thing, figure out what really matters, you know?
So it's less about the individual words and more about understanding the connections.
Yeah, like how the words relate to each other, what makes the sentence actually mean something.
So it's like we don't really focus on each word when we read, do we?
Exactly. We connect the dots, phrases, ideas, all at once.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Right. And that's what the Transformer model brought to AI, that same kind of understanding.
And that's what's led to all these huge leaps forward.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Better translations, chatbots that actually make sense. It all traces back to this idea.
It's like before we were stuck in first gear and this paper just kicked us into overdrive.
I like that analogy. And the thing is, it's not just about what the Transformer does. It's about how it does it.
Okay. Yeah. Let's unpack that a bit. What are the mechanics, the key concepts that make this attention thing actually work?
So one of the foundational elements is something called scaled dot product attention.
Scaled dot product attention.
Yeah. Now, I won't bore you with the math, but basically, it's how the model figures out which words are related to each other in a sentence.
Okay.
It uses this dot product calculation. It's a way to see how similar things are.
Gotcha.
And it uses that to create, like, a map of all the connections between all the words.
It's like each word is looking around at all the other words, figuring out, okay, how close are we?
That's a great way to put it. And this whole dance of connections,
yeah,
that's what allows the model to grasp the whole picture, not just the individual pieces.
It's like instead of just seeing a jumble of letters, it suddenly sees a word, a sentence, a story.
Exactly. Now take that concept and multiply it.
Multiply it. Okay. Yeah. You've got my attention.
That brings us to multi-head attention.
Multi-head. Like more than one way of paying attention.
You got it.
Yeah.
Instead of just one set of connections, imagine multiple sets, each focused on something different.
Okay.
Like one head might be all about the grammar, you know, another one's focused on the meaning, and another one's looking at the big picture context.
So it's like a team of specialists, each analyzing the sentence from their own perspective.
Exactly. And by combining all those perspectives, the model gets this incredibly sophisticated understanding of what's going on in the language.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Right. But then there's this other question of word order.
Oh, yeah, because if it's not looking at the words one by one,
right,
how does it know which one comes first and which one comes last? That's got to be important.
Absolutely. And they came up with a really clever way to solve that.
Okay, I'm all ears.
It's called positional encoding.
Positional encoding.
Basically, they found a way to sneak information about word order directly into the model.
Okay, now you've really got me curious.
Without making it do that whole step-by-step thing.
How do they do that? How do you encode something as abstract as position into a model that thinks about relationships?
They use math, specifically sine and cosine functions. Think of it like each word gets a special code, and that code tells the model exactly where it sits in the sentence.
So it's not about the order the words came in. It's about each word's address in the sentence.
Exactly. It's a really elegant solution.
It really is. So we've got scale dot product attention.
Right.
We've got multi-head attention and positional encoding. Put them all together.
And you get the magic of the Transformer.
No wonder everyone calls this a turning point for AI.
Yeah.
But all this technical stuff, it wouldn't matter much without real world results, right?
Absolutely.
What kind of impact are we talking about? Where does the rubber meet the road with the Transformer?
Well, one of the biggest impacts right out of the gate was on how fast we could train these language models. Remember how we were talking about those older models, the ones that could only handle a few words at a time?
Yeah, like trying to understand a whole book by reading one word at a time.
Right. Exactly. But the transformer, it changed all that.
So it's like instead of reading one word at a time, you could suddenly read whole sentences, whole paragraphs.
Yeah, it's like they gave researchers this turbocharged engine for building language models, you know?
And suddenly things that seemed impossible before, they were within reach.
Yeah, like generating whole paragraphs of text that actually made sense.
Or translating languages accurately without those weird errors we used to see.
Exactly. And what's even more interesting is that the authors of the paper, they hinted at other applications too.
Oh, yeah. Not just language stuff.
Right, like they talked about this thing called English constituency parsing.
Okay, now you're going to have to break that one down for me. What is that?
It's about teaching AI to understand the grammar of sentences.
So not just translating the words, but actually understanding how they fit together.
Exactly. Like, what's the subject? What's the object? What modifies what? It's like diagramming a sentence, but the AI is doing it.
And the transformer could do that.
Well, here's the thing. They didn't even tweak it specifically for grammar.
No.
No, they just fed it the data and it figured it out.
So it's like it had this innate ability to see patterns, to understand relationships, even in something as complex as grammar.
Right. And that's what got everyone so excited. It suggested that this attention mechanism, it wasn't just a language
It
thing.
was something deeper, more fundamental.
Exactly, like a core principle of intelligence itself.
So then it's not just about understanding language, it could be about understanding anything, right?
Precisely. Like, imagine applying this to images instead of just seeing a bunch of pixels.
The AI could understand the relationships between the objects, just like it understands the relationships between words.
Exactly. Or think about audio. Imagine AI that can really grasp the nuances of speech, of music.
Even the subtle sounds of the environment, like the rustling of leaves or the chirping of birds.
It's like giving AI a whole new way of sensing and understanding the world.
It's incredibly exciting. And we owe it all to this one paper, this one idea.
Well, it's more than just one idea, right? It's a whole new way of thinking about intelligence.
It's about moving beyond that old step-by-step approach and embracing this more holistic, interconnected way of processing information.
And that's what's so powerful about attention is all you need. It's not just a recipe for building a better AI, it's a roadmap for unlocking a deeper understanding of intelligence itself.
And speaking of unlocking deeper understanding, there was this one part in the paper that really caught my eye. The authors, they talk about moving beyond sequential processing, even in the way AI generates output.
You mean where they talk about making generation less sequential? Yeah, that's a really interesting idea.
It really got me thinking, what would it mean for AI to break free from that linear way of thinking?
It's a fascinating question. Imagine AI that could generate, say, a whole story.
Not just sentence by sentence, but all at once.
Exactly. Grasping the entire narrative arc, the emotional flow, all in one go.
Or imagine a musician AI that could compose an entire symphony simultaneously.
Instead of note by note, it could create entire movements, whole sections of music, all at once.
That's mind-blowing, but we're not quite there yet, Rick.
Not yet. But those seeds, they were planted in this paper. The authors, they dared to ask, what if?
What if we could create AI that thinks less like a machine and more like, well, us?
And in doing so, maybe we'll learn something new about ourselves along the way.
It's like this quest for artificial intelligence is also a quest for self-discovery.
That's a beautiful way to put it. And it gets at the heart of why attention is all you need continues to resonate with so many people.
You know, it's amazing to me how this paper manages to be like groundbreaking on a technical level, but also just so thought-provoking.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It really makes you think about bigger questions, you know?
Absolutely. It's not often a research paper comes along that really sparks that kind of like fundamental shift in thinking.
And what's interesting is how it's resonated beyond just the AI research community, you know?
Oh, totally. Yeah. It's like it captured something in the zeitgeist.
Like, even if you don't get all the technical nitty-gritty, there's something about the core ideas that just makes sense, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's very intuitive in a way.
It's like they tapped into something fundamental about how we think, how we connect information.
Yeah. Like it resonates with our own experience of understanding the world.
It's not just about machines, it's about intelligence itself, right?
Exactly. And I think that's what makes this whole field so exciting, this idea that we can build AI that doesn't just mimic us, but actually reflects something deeper about how intelligence works.
It's not just processing, it's understanding, really getting at the heart of what makes us intelligent in the first place.
Right. And in a way, it's like we're on this journey of self-discovery, you know? By trying to build intelligent machines, we're also learning more about our own intelligence.
That's a really cool way to think about it. So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive into Attention is all you need.